closely.
It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Here on the girls' side, where Nemaha Central comes in with a perfect 8-0 league record, 12-2 overall. Head coach with Haddon Hilchin in his 14th season. For Sabetha, 3-11 overall, 2-6 in league play underneath first-year head coach Joseph Gruber. But the last time these two met, Bonds, was back in December, a 37-29 victory for the Thunder on their home court. A lot's changed from then to now.
Yeah, that game early in the season, it was early, and both teams just kind of figuring some things out. But here's the thing, anytime you put these two teams on the court, it really doesn't matter the records, it doesn't matter what's happened before that, it's going to be a great game tonight. I look for Sabetha to keep it close like they did the first time, try to find a way to get the victory.
Yeah, no doubt, tonight, again, we're going to be looking from Sabetha's side of things. Alexia Hayden, a 5'8" senior, kind of a do-it-all player for the Lady Jays here this evening. But on Nemaha Central side, it's a handful of girls that we got to take in person last week down in Holton, and a close win for them. Boston, the last four games, Nemaha Central's games have come down three of those to just a 5-point or less difference. This Thunder team's been tested as of late.
Yeah, they have been tested, and that's a good thing if you're a Nemaha Central fan. You want close games. You want your team to figure out what they're made of. And so they haven't been blowing people off the court. There's been really close games, and they're just finding ways to win right now.
On the Nemaha Central side, you'll hear the name of Cammie Dallinghouse quite a bit tonight, as well as Hallie Holthouse and Callie Honeyman. Honeyman wasn't much of a factor in that Holton game due to foul trouble, but Coach Hilchin, I know, wants to keep her on the floor as much as possible here this evening against this Nemaha County rivalry matchup. And then the nightcap tonight, Boz, is one that a lot of people have their eyes and ears on with the boys' game between these two teams.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a game on the guys' side. You know, Nemaha Central, Sabetha, same scenario. It doesn't matter what the records are. Sabetha's having a great season on the guys' side, but they're just such a fierce rivalry, in-county rivalry, and you never know what's going to happen.
And then looking ahead, schedule-wise for both of these teams on the girls' side, well, the Thunder, they've won six straight Big 7 League titles, and they've got a makeup game this Saturday. This is a week full of games for some of these teams because Nemaha, tonight here in Sabetha, then they have to go to Riverside on Saturday. And if both teams are undefeated in that one, Boz, they have to play each other yet still twice to end this season. The girls' Big 7 League title is still up for grabs.
Yeah, that's going to be a great matchup. If you're Nemaha Central, you love the challenge. The opportunity to take on Riverside is undefeated. They're obviously coming off the second-place finish last year at the state tournament. They've got a lot of momentum, and they're playing really good basketball. But you're right. You get down this kind of late in the season, you got to square off twice. So it's just going to be interesting to see how that matchup plays out. But they got to worry about tonight first.
Tonight first is right. Sabetha trying to play spoiler here this evening in their home court against their Nemaha County rivalry here between Nemaha Central and Sabetha. The girls' starters and fifth coming up here in just a few moments. We're back after this pregame timeout here on the pregame show presented by Kansas Wesleyan University, online at kwu.edu here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network sports director, Brandon Tadman.
Back here in Sabetha, it's a Nemaha County rivalry, Nemaha Central at Sabetha, here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Welcome in on a Tuesday night. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by my partner, Chris Boswell. Also on the Sabetha channel tonight with Logan and Mike Bitterman as well. Just go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Sabetha channel. And as you mentioned, or as you heard on that open right there, Brandon Tadman typically will be here on 103.9. He's been under the weather for a while, Bos, but good news is B-Tad will be back next Tuesday on the 13th.
All right.
You'll be covering a big-time matchup between Perry and Sabetha next Tuesday, so that'll be a big one for sure, big one for him to come back to as well. But tonight we've got Nemaha Central and Sabetha. Nemaha Central is tied atop, or check that, they're in second place in the Big 7 League, 8-0 in league play, 12-2 overall. Riverside, the top spot, perfect, 9-0 in league play, 15-0 overall. The Lady Jays, well, they're 2-6 in the league right now, 3-11 overall. But we mentioned this earlier in our broadcast, Boss. The fact is, these two teams have played each other once this season, and it was a close battle in Seneca earlier in December. And I think you made the comment about throw the records out. Why do you do that when it comes down to rivalry games?
Well, you, anything happened. Anybody watch the KU K-State game last night?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
What happened in that game?
Well, K-State got the win, but, you know, it's the same scenario. It's such
glad you brought that up.
It's such a big rivalry. Anything can happen. I think if you're Sabetha, they're going to want to control tempo, control pace, not let Nemaha Central get out and run the floor and get some buckets in transition. And that's what, if they're able to keep this a low-scoring affair, if Sabetha can take care of the ball, dictate pace, then I think they're going to be effective. If the game gets up high, like a high-scoring game, then I think that favors Nemaha Central.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, both these teams, for Nemaha, they like to get out in transition. They like to find ways to get quick, easy buckets off of turnovers. Can Sabetha maintain possession of the basketball? That's a struggle for the Lady Jays this year. Underneath first-year coach Joe Gruber, as the turnovers have been a big part of their team, their games this season. And again, when you look at a record of 3-11, you look at turnovers, that is a big reason why they've had some struggles this year.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, we saw Nemaha Central play Holton here last week, and that was one thing Nemaha Central was able to do, is force Holton into some turnovers. And that's the same recipe tonight. I think they're going to want to try to force Sabetha into those turnovers where they can get out and run, get extra possession. So for Sabetha, they just have to be very, very cautious with the ball. I should say cautious. That's the wrong word. You want to execute your offense, but you have to value each possession.
Yeah, no doubt. We're doing our starting lineups right now, and we'll give those to you here as well, as Nemaha will be on the road tonight. They'll be in their road purples with a blue and white trimming on their uniforms. Sabetha in their home whites with the navy blue trimming for the letters and numerals. For Nemaha Central, it'll be 5'11" sophomore Callie Honeyman, 5 points a game, 3 boards a game, wearing number 3. Also in the backcourt for the Thunder will be 5'8" junior Zoe Sundbeck, wearing number 5. 5'7" junior Hallie Holthouse, wearing number 14. 5'6" junior guard Cammy Dallinghouse, 5 points a game, 3 boards, and 35 assists on the season. She wears number 30. And a 6 foot junior down low, 7 points, 5 boards a game, Reagan Garrity, wearing number 31. For Sabetha tonight, a 5'5" senior, Cameron Durier, wearing number 4. A 5'7" senior, Leah Lukert, wearing number 10. Audrey Herman, a 6 foot junior, wearing number 14. Maya Grimes, a 5'8" senior, wearing number 15. And Alexia Hayden, a 5'8" senior, wearing number 32. Sabetha will be going left to right to begin this contest. Nemaha Central going right to left on your dial here this evening. We've got a great officiating crew here tonight as well. Two coaches, one that's very tenured and one that's in his first year. This is maybe the biggest game underneath Coach Joe Gruber in his young coaching career.
Yeah, those are fun, though. When you're a young coach and you're kind of taking over a program, you want to step in and kind of make your name. This would be a big win for him early in his coaching career.
So, again, Sabetha and Nemaha here at Sabetha High School. Again, we're on the Sabetha channel as well. Let's go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Sabetha channel. Mike and Logan Bitterman running that for us here tonight. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Tuesday. Friday night, Community National Bank High School scoreboard show will be a lot of fun. We'll have a Super Bowl preview to talk about this week.
A little preview. It's going to be good. So get a little excited.
Little bit of excitement brewing, but right now it's all about basketball. On the girls' side, in the center circle right now, it's Callie Honeyman against Audrey Herman. There's the jump and the tip controlled by Nemaha Central as we get underway here in quarter number 1. Nemaha Central moving right to left across your dial. It's Dallinghouse. Swing it to the left wing to Hallie Holthouse. Now they quickly move the ball around the perimeter. And into the right corner it goes. It's cutting Holthouse. 3 on the way. No. Rebound ripped down by Sabetha's Audrey Herman. Coach Gruber calls out his offense that he wants to see here as the Jays cross the timeline with Alexia Hayden. She gets a screen at the top of the key set by Maya Grimes. Into the corner, 3 on the way by Cameron Durier. Rattles out, rebound tipped around and tapped out of bounds. It'll go to Sabetha.
Yes, Beth got a good look in the corner that time, and it fight for the rebound. It went out of bounds. That's kind of hustle Sabetha needs, though, trying to get in those extra possessions.
Alexia Hayden, kind of a do-it-all girl for this Jays team, triggers it in. Now gets it back in the corner. 3 on the way, too strong. Rebound ripped down by the Thunder underneath the basket. Quickly up the floor come Nemaha Central. Into the near corner it comes now to Hallie Holthouse. Now right wing, it's Callie Honeyman. Top of the key now, Hallie Holthouse will go high post flash to Reagan Garrity. kicks it out to Dallinghouse on the left wing, back into Garrity. She fires from 8, and it rattles home.
Well, I was watching her shoot in warm-ups, and she's got a really nice, soft, smooth stroke from about 15 feet in.
So a little full-court pressure being applied here by Hallie Holthouse. As Lukert breaks the timeline, gives it off to Cameron Durier, back to intercepted there by Dallinghouse. Quickly up the floor come the Thunder, and they throw it out of bounds, tipped off of Sabetha. It'll stay in Nemaha possession, 6:34 to go in the opening quarter, 2-0 Thunder.
Yeah, you kind of see Nemaha extending their man out pretty far beyond the three-point line, just trying to pressure Sabetha as much as they can.
Dallinghouse triggers it into Honeyman, back to her in the left corner, takes three dribbles into the lane, throws up a shot, she's fouled, and will go to the line for two. Unable to get the basket to count, but she'll go to the stripe. Shoot a pair here with 6:28 to go in the opening frame. Foul called on Sabetha's Leah Luger, her first, team's first as well. Dallinghouse's first free throw off the back iron, no. Has one more upcoming here. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight as well.
Absolutely. They know it's a big game.
You wouldn't expect anything less.
No, you wouldn't.
Dallinghouse eyes it, tries it, and she finds it. Her first point of the game comes from the stripe, and it's 3-0 Nemaha Central. They now will apply some full-court pressure. In the backcourt, Sabetha with the basketball, moving left to Cameron Durier, guarded by Honeyman. Durier still in the backcourt. Honeyman, great defense here, and able to break the timeline. Then she hits the deck. Falls loose on the floor, and a timeout by Sabetha as Durier able to retain possession. 30-second break will take it with them. 6:14 to go in the first quarter. Nemaha Central up 3-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here at Sabetha High School, Jake and Vaz, Mike and Logan here at Sabetha for this Nemaha County rivalry. Nemaha Central leads 3-0. Sabetha with the basketball. Out of the Coach Drew Gruber timeout. It's Mary Lukert. Check that. Leo Lukert, excuse me, in the top of the key. Guarded closely by Hallie Holthouse. Man-to-man defense here by the Thunder. Right lane line there by Alexia Hayden. And a shot up. She's fouled, and they'll call it on the floor. So Sabetha will trigger in from underneath her own basket. Foul on Hallie Holthouse, her first.
Yeah, I like that aggressiveness out of Sabetha from Alexia Hayden. Nice, strong drive down the right lane, able to draw the foul. That's what they need, get them into some foul trouble.
Nice trigger there by Hayden. The shot attempt was rejected as Maya Grimes tried to go right at Callie Honeyman, and she sent it right back out of bounds. Sabetha will retain underneath her own basket. Here's Hayden to trigger it in. Gets it into Herman. Top of the key, now passes it off to Hayden. She gets it back to Leah Luker to a reset offense between the rings. 5:45 to go in the first frame. There's a skip pass to the right corner. Hayden crosses over her defender. Nice attack, but stripped underneath the basket. It's only Sudbeck, a turnover off Sabetha, their first.
Boy, that was a really good drive again. She got into the paint, just had it stripped away.
Quickly up the floor. Here comes the Thunder, and it's Callie Honeyman with the basket. Nice dime that time from Reagan Garrity.
When you notice Nemaha getting out in transition, those quick buckets, that's what they want.
And Sabetha trying to answer, and they do. Quickly up the floor, and Maya Grimes, the 5'8 senior, gets the first basket for the Jays. 5:10 to go in the opening frame. It's 5-2. Now the Thunder quickly up the floor. Three on the way from the right wing is missed by Hallie Holthouse. Offensive rebound by Honeyman, and Dallinghouse will reset offense.
We notice how quickly Nemaha gets up the court. That was up the floor, two passes, and a three right away.
Garrity to the left wing. It's Callie Honeyman. Now in the short corner it comes to Dallinghouse. Down low to Sudbeck, and she travels with it. First turnover on the Thunder here in this game. 48 to go in the first. 5-2, Nemaha Central with the lead. And a substitution will come in. Emma Hermish. She replaces Zoe Sudbeck for Nemaha. Hermish, a freshman, wearing number 20.
And Nemaha back into their full-court man pressure, just trying to speed things up.
Hayden with the dribble in the backcourt, guarded by Dallinghouse. Hayden able to break the timeline. 4:38 to go in the quarter. Clock moving. Now here's Lukert. Leah dribbles it off of her own foot. Picks up it now all the way back at the logo. Needs help and finds it with Cameron Duryea. Duryea resets offense between the rings and throws up a wild shot. Nearly goes in, though. Rebound ripped down by Reagan Garrity for Nemaha Central. Garrity will bring the ball across the timeline now. Up the floor quickly to Hermish. Now to Dallinghouse. Cammy will reset offense here with 4:10 to go. Here in quarter number one, 5-2. Nemaha with the lead. Down low, Garrity. Top of the key now. They swing it around the horn of the short corner to Dallinghouse. She'll drive into the lane. Her shot out the window. No. Rebound ripped down by guess who for Sabetha Boz? It's Alexia Hayden.
Yeah, she's been all over the glass early in this game. That's a big deal if you're Sabetha, not giving Nemaha Central extra opportunities with those offensive rebounds.
Duryea for the Jays in the front court now. High post action. Pass from Herman to Grimes, and the ball knocked out of bounds off Sabetha. It'll be turnover number two on the Jays. Check that, three. My official statistician here.
Don't worry about it. I got that.
Third turnover on Sabetha. It's 5-2 Nemaha. 3:35 to go here in this first quarter. Dallinghouse brings it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble between the rings. They swing it to the short corner. Head faking on a three with Hallie Holthouse. She drives in the lane. Pass deflected out of bounds off of Nemaha. No, it'll stay. Nemaha, as they say, it was deflected off of Leah Lukert.
I think Nemaha thought that they just threw it right out of bounds. Half the girls were already walking down to the other side of the court. So fortunate for Nemaha Central to retain possession.
Under half possession in the front court, moving right to left across your dial. Allie Holthouse triggers into Cammy Dallinghouse, back to Holthouse, back to Dallinghouse between the rings. Now it's high post action with Honeyman, and she has it poked away. Turnover number two on Nemaha.
That was in a little 2-3 zone. You're kind of frustrating Nemaha Central. If they're not able to get out in transition, they have to set up their zone offense. They haven't had a lot of success.
Hayden to the right wing it comes to Cameron Duryea. Into the corner now to Hayden. Alexia will dribble back out. Step back three on the way. It's good! Alexia Hayden, her first triple of the game for either team, and we're locked in at five.
Boy, really nice move by Hayden. A little step back three. Shot that with confidence.
Dallinghouse across the timeline. They swing it to the right corner now. It's Holthouse. That's Hallie. Her pass taken away by Leah Lukert. Turnover number four. Check that three on Nemaha Central. Lukert goes the distance, and Sabetha has their first lead of the game. It's a 7-0 run.
Yeah, the zone defense from Sabetha is starting to frustrate. I mean, it's still very early in this ballgame, but Nemaha Central not able to get comfortable against this zone right now.
Zone still in effect here for the Jays, and why would you switch out of it? Worked very effectively in the last few minutes. Here's a top right elbow shot on the way by Reagan Garrity from the high post, and that one's no good, but she's fouled, and she'll go to the line for a couple. But that's Leah Lukert's second personal foul.
And I think if you're Nemaha Central against that zone, that's where you're going to have success, the high post area, looking for some high-low opportunities.
Garrity, a 63% foul shooter on the year, misses the first. Substitutions coming in for Nemaha Central as Anna Hermish checks in for the first time tonight. Second toss by Garrity is good. 7-6, 2:11 to go in the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor by Nemaha. 2:11 to go in the opening quarter, 7-6 Sabetha. But the one-point advantage, we're back at 30 seconds here for the Nemaha County Rivalry here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
We know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabetha. Jake Spaulding, Chris Boswell, Logan Bitterman, and Mike Bitterman here at Sabetha High School, Nemaha Central at Sabetha. Six Jays leading the Thunder, 2:11 to go in the opening quarter. Get your lineup reset here in just a moment. Out of the timeout by the Thunder, Sabetha with the basketball moving left to right. On the floor for the Jays right now, Alexia Hayden, Leah Lukert, as well as Carson Meyer. as Hayden throws that ball into the bleachers. It'll be the turnover number 4 on Sabatha.
Yeah, out of the timeout, Nemaha Central went to a 1-2-2 full-court zone trap. Kind of caught Sabatha off guard a little bit, tried to dribble through it, and just threw it over the top out of bounds.
So Carson Meyer, Cameron Derrier, Alexia Hayden, Maya Grimes, and Audrey Herman in the game for the Jays. For Nemaha Central, it's Zoe Sudbeck, Anna Hermish, Cammie Dallinghouse. Nice find by Dallinghouse underneath the Honeyman. Her bunny missed. Rebound ripped out of bounds off of Sabatha. It'll stay Nemaha possession. And also on the floor, Emma Hermish for the Thunder.
Yeah, Sabatha doing a nice job. They were in a 2-3 zone out of the timeout. They're now kind of in a 1-2-2 zone. But you got to be careful. That opens up the middle when you get spread out like that.
Right corner it goes. Dallinghouse, Cammie, a deep three off the window. No. Honeyman can't put down the rebound, but Sabatha's Audrey Herman says, I'll take that. 90 seconds to go in the opening quarter. The Jays with the basketball and a one-point lead with a 1:20 to go. Into the front court. It's Durier. Needs help. Finds Carson Meyer. 5'5" junior guarded by Anna Hermish. Man-to-man defense still for the Thunder. Durier into the corner. Carson Meyer on the right wing. She dribbles it in a little bit. Needs some help. Double team comes. Still needs some help. Nearing a 5-second count. And she gets it off to Herman, who steps on the end line. That'll be the 5th turnover on Sabatha with under 1 minute to go here in the first frame.
Yeah, one thing you'll notice, Nemaha Central, they're man-to-man. They're pushing Sabatha really far outside the three-point line. They're not able to operate their offense in a real efficient zone. You're not in a scoring position when you're 35 feet away from the basket.
Sudbeck. The left wing, it comes Anna Hermish. Into the short corner it goes. Here's Cammie Dallinghouse. Her shot from 5 foot bounces home. Dallinghouse just saw an opening and puts it through. The Thunder reclaim the lead. It's 8-7. Now a deflection in the full court pressure. Kept alive by Sabatha, though. The Jays break the timeline with Audrey Herman. Picks up her dribble on the right wing. Gives it off to Durier. Cameron says, I'll drive baseline. Loses the handle. It'll be out of bounds to the Thunder. Turnover number 6 on the Jays.
Yeah, tough break that time. She had a wide open look at the basket. Nobody picked her up in the defensive transition from Nemaha Central. She got a little excited, lost the handle before she was able to get to the rim.
Hallie Holthouse comes in to replace Cammie Dallinghouse for Nemaha Central. 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Nemaha Central with the basketball and a 1-point lead. Across the timeline come the Thunder. Into the short corner it goes. That's Callie Honeyman. Skip pass to the top of the key to Hallie Holthouse. Entry pass to Honeyman. Down low it goes. Sudbeck off the window. No. Rebound tipped around and coming away with it is Sabatha. Maya Grimes now up to Hayden. Her three-quarter court shot no good. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. 8-7. Nemaha Central leading Sabatha. It's a 1-point lead in a big-time rivalry. We head to quarter number 2 after this one-minute timeout. Here on FM 103.9, KNPA.
Kime TS of Sabatha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabatha, we make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabatha.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second quarter action underway. Sabatha with the basketball, trailing by 1. Here on FM 103.9 KNTA, Jake Spalding, Chris Boswell, and Mike and Logan Bitterman on the Sabatha channel. Quickly down low go the Jays to Nia Strom, and her initial shot was swatted away, but a nice collected rebound there by Sabatha's Chloe Detweiler. She's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul on Anna Hermish of Nemaha Central.
Detweiler's first free throw, no good. Yeah, if you're Sabetha, you just got to keep attacking. When Nemaha Central, I've mentioned it before, in the first quarter, they really extended their man-to-man pressure out beyond the three-point line, which opens up some opportunities to drive to the rim, and that's what Sabetha was able to do on that last possession.
Second free throw by Detweiler, no good, and wouldn't have counted anyway, says the official. She stepped over the free throw line. So Nemaha Central will take the basketball now, dribble it across the timeline, up by one, just 20 seconds into the second quarter. Give you a lineup reset now as Anna Hermisch, as well as Zoe Sundbeck for the Thunder with Hallie Holthaus. Down low is Reagan Garrity for the Thunder and Emma Hermisch. On the left wing, it's Hallie Holthaus. Skip pass over to Emma Hermisch. Now to Anna in the right corner. She drives into the lane, kicks out Hallie Holthaus. Baseline now to Garrity, who throws it into the arms of Sabetha. And a turnover, number four, on the Thunder. That's Cameron Durier for the Jays. Gives it out to Carson Meyer. She's joined on the floor by Nia Strom, Chloe Detweiler, and Alexia Hayden. Three on the way by Durier. Is too strong. Loose ball on the deck. Picked up by Nemaha Central. It'll be Thunder basketball. Quickly at the floor, Holthaus. Up to Anna Hermisch. Now top of the key to Sudbeck, and they'll reset offense with Hallie Holthaus. Will the Thunder. Entry pass goes down low to Zoe Sudbeck. Power dribble. Her shot taken away there by Sabetha. Great defense by Carson Meyer and Nia Strom.
Yeah, Carson Meyer just stood her ground. Emma Hermisch tried to go strong to the rim and basically just handed her the ball.
Blocking foul called here as trying to draw the charge was Nemaha Central's Anna Hermisch. Carson Meyer just dribbling down the left lane line. It's a couple substitutions coming into the game for the Thunder. It'll be Callie Honeyman and Cammie Dallinghouse for Sabetha. Kiara Keim will check in for the first time. Time to trigger it here for the Jays. That foul was the second on Anna Hermisch, by the way. Sabetha with the basketball. Strom gives it to the right corner now. It's Carson Meyer. Tries to drive baseline, but cut off by Honeyman. Gives it to Strom. Nia to the elbow. Top of the key now. They swing it around the horn to Hayden. Hayden has her pocket picked. Sudbeck into the front court quickly. Hallie Holthaus. Nice defense there by Hayden to cut her off. Top of the key, Durier. Swings it in the corner. Honeyman drives baseline. And a foul will be called on Sabetha. I believe this will be on Carson Meyer. It'll be just her first personal, team's first as well. 6 minutes even to go here in the first half. Still 8-7 Nemaha. That was their score at the end of the first quarter. Dallinghouse, nice entry find to Honeyman. Her shot not anywhere close to the basket, but it's because she was fouled.
Yeah, she got fouled pretty good. That was a really nice inbounds play, though. Callie Honeyman, she popped out and then curled back through the middle of the lane and caught Sabetha a little off guard with that one.
Foul called on Nia Strom, her first, team's second. So Honeyman will go to the line to shoot a pair. She's got 2 points in the game. This one rattles home for her third basket, third point, excuse me, for the contest. Maya Grimes checks back in for the Jays. She replaces Chloe Detweiler. Honeyman's second free throw is on the way. Off the back heel, no, but a rebound ripped down by Zoe Sudbeck for the Thunder. Loses the handle on it. Honeyman has it in the corner. Top of the key now, Hallie Holthaus. Over to Cammie Dallinghouse, who will reset the offense. Skip pass, top of the key, Honeyman. Left wing, Dallinghouse. High post, flash by Carity. That shot in and out, no. Rebound ripped it round and strong. Is tied up underneath the basket. It'll be a jump ball. Possession stays with the Thunder.
Sabetha's done a really nice job on the glass early throughout the first quarter. Nemaha only had 2 offensive rebounds in that first quarter, so they've done a nice job, but Nemaha being a little more aggressive trying to go after those offensive rebounds here in the second.
Andre Herman checks back in. Here's a quick entry. What a shot there by Zoe Sudbeck as Dallinghouse just lobs it up. She goes and gets it, banks it home. 11-7 now, Thunder with the lead. So Sudbeck's first basket of the game, 5:26 to go in the opening half. Hayden, she's caught right on the timeline and a timeout by Coach Gruber. He'll take a full timeout. It's 11-7, Nemaha, 5:23 to go in the opening half. We're back after this one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9, KNZA, and also the Sabetha Channel.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock Risk Protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KNZA.
Back here in Sabatha, it's 11-7, Nemaha Central with the lead. You're hanging out with Jacob Oz on a Tuesday. Logan and Mike as well on the Sabatha Channel. And it's Nemaha County Rivalry Night here tonight. They have Rivalry Week in college basketball.
Yeah.
I feel like this could be considered Rivalry Week, huh?
Absolutely it could. It's a big-time rivalry. These teams are incredibly familiar with each other, and it seems like year after year, Nemaha and Sabatha, they always have really good teams. So it's a big-time battle when they meet up.
Timeout was by Sabatha. They retain possession, moving left to right across your dial. Nemaha Central staying in man-to-man, so the Jays have it. Crossing the timeline from backcourt will be Kira Kime, and she gets it off to Alexia Hayden. Hayden guarded by Cammy Dallinghouse with a right-handed dribble coming to the right wing. Will cross over, now go back to the center. Kime needs some help, finds high post, flashing that time as Maya Grimes. Her entry pass deflected, but collected by Carson Meyer. Out on the right wing, here's Hayden, a three on the way. No, rebound tipped around and collected again by the Blue Jays. Second chance opportunity by Herman. Her shot no good. And rebound ripped down by Honeyman for the Thunder.
A couple opportunities missed by Sabatha. Really nice job crashing the glass, getting the offensive board, but they just couldn't come away with the bucket.
Sabatha staying in that zone. They've been in most of this game here tonight. The Thunder with the basketball in the front court, up by four and a half to go in the half. Here's Honeyman. High post flash gets it to Garrity on the baseline. Nothing there, so they swing it back out between the perimeter, and Dallinghouse will reset offense.
And that's something I think Nemaha Central, they just got to get a little more comfortable like they did right there in that possession. Get the ball in the high post, turn, square up, knock down the shot.
And Sudbeck that time from about 8 foot, missed it, but it's tapped out of bounds off Sabatha. Stay Nemaha Central possession. Back into the game for the Blue Jays will be Leah Luker, Cameron Durier, and in for the first time tonight is Krista Menold for the Lady Jays. Going out for the Thunder will be Zoe Sudbeck, and back in is Emma Hermish. Hermish has it in the left corner out to Callie Honeyman between the rings. Back to Hermish. She'll fire a three. It's good. Left wing three by Emma Hermish, the freshman. First three for the Thunder tonight, and it's 7-14 now. Thunder with the lead.
Yeah, Nemaha Central in that full court zone trap, and Sabatha turns it over.
Thunder with the basketball back in the front court, up by seven. Here's high post to Garrity. Swings it left wing. It's Holthouse. Hallie skip pass to Hermish. Just hit one three from the left side. This from the right side. No. Rebound ripped down by Cammy Dallinghouse. Over to Honeyman. Loses the handle on it, but Cammy comes away with it. Thunder really valuing this possession right here as they make it count with Callie Honeyman from three. And it's 16-7. It's an 8-0 run in the second quarter for the Thunder.
Yeah, Nemaha Central, they're starting to figure out that zone a little bit. And when Sabatha goes to it's a more of a 1-2-2 extended set where their guards are chasing the perimeter. The middle of the court is wide open.
And another turnover on Sabatha. Luker can't hang on to it. Here's Honeyman. Her shot missed. Rebound ripped around, and Honeyman comes away with it for Nemaha Central. Thunder will reset. Cammy Dallinghouse on the left wing. Back to the right, it's Hallie Holthouse, Hermish on the right corner. Baseline entry to Honeyman. They swing it around the perimeter now, do the Thunder into Dallinghouse, who drives baseline, cut off nicely by Sabatha. Now the right wing, Emma Hermish, head fakes on a three, drives in, 10-foot shot, no, but she's fouled and will go to the line for two.
Sabatha's doing a pretty nice job against that offense in the zone. They're really forcing Nemaha Central to really be uncomfortable, but right now, Nemaha Central, last couple minutes, they started to figure this out, and you can see them attacking the middle of that zone.
Hermish's first free throw is good. She's got four in the game. One more upcoming. Second one off the rim. No, but there's Callie Honeyman, her putback. No, gets a second chance at it. That shot's no good. Rebound ripped down by the Sabatha Blue Jays, and coming away with it's Cameron Durier, and a foul on Nemaha Central's Reagan Garrity.
Well, if you're Sabatha trying to stay in the game, they're doing a really nice job, but here's something that they can't have. They are without a field goal here in this second quarter. They haven't scored yet. Those are those kind of droughts that'll just let your opponent take off from you.
Entry pass is on the deck at free. Luker in a tie-up situation with Honeyman. It's a jump ball. Possession will stay with Sabatha. Boz, you alluded to it. This pressure that the Thunder has applied here in full court has really given the Lady Jays some fits.
Yeah, it's starting to take its toll a little bit. And that what they're doing, Nemaha's just speeding Sabetha up to the point where they're uncomfortable, and you're starting to see the turnovers mount up a little bit.
Alexia Hayden gets the entry. She's trapped, gets it off to Cameron Duryea, who breaks the timeline, and Sabetha's got numbers. Here's Kime, and she shuffles her feet. Again, got sped up a little bit there, did the Jays. That's turnover number 10 here in the first half.
Yeah, I talk about this a lot. You know, a lot of teams press, and spectators might say you're trying to get a steal every time, and that's not necessarily the case. You're just forcing them to play at a pace that they're not comfortable with. So Betha broke the press pretty easy, but they got sped up, and they still turned the ball over.
Dallinghouse in the front court for the Thunder, gets it to Holthouse, back to Dallinghouse, and now it's Honeyman in the middle of the lane. Quick passing here by the Thunder. Holthouse looking to drive baseline, cut off though by Hayden. Now an entry pass, high post flash there by Honeyman. Her shot short. Rebound ripped down by Hayden for Sabetha. Sabetha's yet to score in the second quarter, Boz. 2:15 to go in the half.
Yeah, they got to keep this close. Trailing by 10 right now. They need a good final 2 minutes here in the second quarter.
Hayden's got it in the corner. Nice find underneath the basket. Shot rejected, though, by Garrity. As Chloe Detweiler tried to get a quick shot up, but Reagan Garrity said, no, not right now. Nemaha with the possession in the front court. Kimmy Dallinghouse, nice high post flash again by Honeyman. Finds Garrity, her 10-footer, no. Rebound put up and through by Hermish. Emma, now with 6 points in this first half, extends the Thunder lead now 19-7. Trap into the corner, and Duryea throws it out of bounds. Was it off of the Nemaha Central Thunder? The official says no. It'll be Nemaha Central basketball. So turnover number 11. Here on the Jays.
Yes, Betha, they got in trouble. That zone press, it's a 1-2-2 zone. The last thing you want to do is catch in the corner. You got both sidelines, so it's almost like you got four defenders there. So Betha just got stuck.
And we got a travel on at Nemaha Central here. Looks like it was Callie Honeyman got the entry, shoveled her feet. Turnover on the Thunder. So Betha gets it back. 1:35 to go in the opening half. Caught in the corner again and needing help. Hayden throws it off of the Thunder, but I think maybe Coach Gruber was trying to get a timeout. The officials will come together to discuss was the timeout before it was thrown out of play or not.
Coach Gruber, you'd like to hang on to that timeout because it's still Sabetha's ball. He didn't need the timeout, but they're going to go ahead and give it to him.
They're going to give him the timeout. 1:31 to go in the opening half. Nemaha 19, Sabetha 7. Back after this 30-second break here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil wants you to protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants. You can earn a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex lubricants purchased between now and February 29th, 2024. It's the Cinex Gift Cards for Gallons promotion. See Berwick Co-op Oil Company for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. Cinex Gift Cards for Gallons, a rewarding experience for you and your equipment. Contact Berwick Oil Company or visit berwickoil.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Sabetha, Jake and Bond hanging out with you on a Tuesday as we've got Big 7 League basketball tonight. Nemaha Central at Sabetha. Right now, the Thunder here in the girls' contest leading 19-7. We're also on the Sabetha channel with Logan and Mike on that. And Chance Link back at the studios producing this thing for us here on FM 103.9 KNZA. I know what people are thinking right now. Where's Brandon? Can we get him back?
Yeah, he's coming.
He's coming. Next week, Brandon Tabman back on a mic for us. Our sports director, great to hear that he's on his way back. So here we go, 1:31 to go in the opening half, 19-7. Nemaha with the advantage and a travel here by Sabetha as Cameron Duryea shuffled her feet after getting the entry from Alexia Hayden. So it'll be another turnover on the Jays. Underneath their own basket now here are the Thunder. Entry goes to Zoe Sudbeck. Her shot missed. Rebound by Honeyman. Her putback is good.
The offensive rebounds are starting to hurt Sabetha. That's number 8 for Nemaha Central.
7 points now for Callie Honeyman. And another turnover. It's Dallinghouse. Her layup is good. Sabetha now quickly with 14 turnovers here in this opening half. 65 seconds to go. They break pressure due to the Jays this time. Detweiler, her layup. It's good.
If you can beat that press, You got a whole bunch of girls from Yamaha up into the backcourt. If you can beat the press, you might get some of those easy looks. 23-9, that's the first basket, first points in the second quarter for Sabatha. Under a minute to go in the half now, 23-9, Yamaha with the lead and the basketball. In the front court, Callie, check that, Cammy Dallinghouse with the basketball. Working against the zone defense of the Jays. Dribbles in the middle of the lane. Needs some help. Kicks it out to Hallie Holthouse. Close out there by Alexia Hayden. Now they move the ball around quickly. Down low to Honeyman. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Thunder basketball with 27 seconds to go in the half. Checking back into the game for the Thunder will be Reagan Garrity. Emma Hermisch will go out for the Thunder. 27 seconds to go here in the opening half. Dallinghouse triggers it into Sudbeck. Out to Hallie Holthouse now. The Thunder look over at Coach Hilchin and they say, let's hold for one shot. So Dallinghouse gets the ball back. She's dribbling it on the Blue Jay logo right in between half court and the three-point line. On the right wing to Holthouse. They swing it quickly to the left wing. Now top of the key, it's Dallinghouse into the short corner. It's Holthouse out to Dallinghouse. Three on the way at the buzzer. It's good! Kimmy Dallinghouse closes the first half with a three at the buzzer. She's got eight. Now your halftime score, Yamaha Central 26, Sabatha 9. We're back after this timeout for the Highland Community College halftime report here from Sabatha here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. And also on the Sabatha Channel.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Rainbow is celebrating 2024 and wants to share the love. You've survived the holiday bustle. Now it's time to do the Valentine hustle. Rainbow is in love with fast, reliable internet that can provide you with a strong connection to search for that perfect bouquet of flowers for your loved one. Here's an exclusive offer just for you. Sign up for Rainbow Internet during this happy season and get any package for 2024 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabatha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Moral Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio.
Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome into our Highland Community College halftime report presented by Highland Community College. Just visit highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere, Buzz. Online at highlandcc.edu. Halftime score, 26-9. Nemaha Central leading Sabetha 18-2. Second quarter by the Lady Thunder as they really found their groove against that Sabetha zone in that second frame. And second chance opportunities were huge for Nemaha Central. Oh, and by the way, the points off of turnovers in that first half as well. It's about the 14 first half turnovers to Nemaha Central's just 5 in that first half. Scoring for the first half for the Lady Thunder leading the way, Callie Honeyman with 7 points. Also with 7 points in the first half, Cammy Dallinghouse. And 6 points in the game for Emma Hermish, 2 for Zoe Sudbeck, and 3 for Reagan Garrity. For Sabetha, leading the way was Alexia Hayden. She hit a 3-pointer, and that was the difference for scoring leaders for the Lady Jays. 2 for each Chloe Detweiler, Maya Grimes, and Leah Lukert in the first half for Sabetha. Boz, I know you keep other statistics. The only other thing I'm going to mention is that early on, we had 4 lead changes in that first quarter. Really thought this game was going to be that nip and tuck and back and forth. Second quarter, really, Nemaha Central just asserted their pressure and their defensive dominance really to extend this lead.
Well, they got comfortable against the zone in the half court. That's one thing that really propelled them. Once you're able to attack that offense and get into the gaps in the zone, it just makes things so much easier. Once the ball starts going through the net, then you feel a little more confident. Nemaha Central was able to get up, get into the full court press. They were full court man for a little bit, and they went into a 1-2-2 zone. And that trap in the full court really, really hurt Sabetha and just didn't give them any opportunities, only giving up 2 points to Sabetha in the second quarter. The big story here, I mean, really the difference in this ball game, there's 2-3 big things. Nemaha Central, they're shooting 42% from the field. They're 10 of 24 right now, so shooting at a really high clip. On the flip side of that, Sabetha, 36% from the field, which isn't a huge differential in the percentage, but here's the big thing.
Not getting many shots.
So that's only got 11 shots. They're 4 of 11. On the other side, Nemaha Central, they're 10 of 24. And that's just a product of the turnovers. 14 first half turnovers, Sabetha. When you give your opponent that many more extra opportunities at the basket, it's hard to stay in ball games.
And again, this disparity, only 11 shots taken by the Blue Jays in the first half. Just 2 free throws taken in the first half for Sabetha as well. They missed both of them, whereas for Nemaha Central, they shot free throws 8 times in that first half, going 4 for 8 from the free throw line. 3-pointers in that first half, Oz. You know, again, Nemaha Central hit 2. Cammy Dallinghouse with that buzzer beater one right before the end of the half. 1 for Sabetha. So really the biggest difference right now, I got to feel like, is the fact that turnovers are giving out opportunities that Nemaha Central, and they're taking advantage of it. And when you're, how many shots Nemaha have in that first half again?
In the first half, Nemaha had 24. It was 10 of 24.
24. I mean, you shoot 2 times as many shots as your opponent.
Yeah.
Typically, that's a good recipe for a team to get a win.
Yeah, it is. And when you look at the shot chart right now, sometimes when teams play zone, the offense will tend to settle for threes. They're extended away from the basket. So you see teams against the zone oftentimes shoot a lot of threes. Nemaha, they only shot 6 threes in the first half. 18 shots inside the arc, and 15 of those were inside the paint. That's where they're finding some success against that zone from Sabetha.
Halftime score again, 26-9. Nemaha Central leading Sabetha. We got second half action coming at you next. You've been listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha, as well as on the Sabetha channel. We're back in 2 minutes.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. housing lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Second half action about to get underway. You're listening to High School Basketball Big 7 League here on a Tuesday on FM 103.9 KNZA, as well as online on the Sabetha Channel. Jake and Boz hanging out with you, Logan and Mike from the Sabetha Channel. And don't forget, Mr. Chancelink back in the studios producing this thing here on a Tuesday. Second half action underway. Sabetha and Nemaha Central, the Thunder up 26-9 with the basketball here to begin. They're now moving left to right across your dial. Same starting five out there for the Thunder right now. It is Callie Honeyman, Zoe Sudbeck, Callie Holthouse, Kimmy Dowlinghouse, and Reagan Garrity down low. Thunder with the basketball, free ball on the deck, picked up by Garrity. Her shot missed, and a pushing foul will be called here on Callie Honeyman for the Thunder. That's her first, team's first here in the quarter.
Yes, Bethany needs to find a way in this second half, the first 4 minutes here, first part of the third quarter. They need to chip into this lead. They're not going to get it all at once. Just slowly start to get your way back into this ballgame.
Same starting five as well for Sabetha. That's Cameron Durier, Leah Lukert, Audrey Herman in the backcourt with Alexia Hayden and Maya Grimes. Sabetha still in the backcourt. Has some trouble again against this press. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Sabetha. Correction here. There's actually a turnover on Sabetha.
I marked the turnover for Sabetha, and then Sabetha wanted to take the ball out of bounds.
Coach Hilchin was asking the official. Hey, I thought you said that was off of them. And here's a shot at a foul they called here as Callie Honeyman got the entry. You're seeing that a lot tonight from Nemaha Central. When Dowlinghouse slaps the basketball saying go, one of two players, either Honeyman or Sudbeck, are streaking to the basket.
Yeah, they kind of screen up from the block, and then they attack down the middle of the lane, and Honeyman able to get open on that one.
Misses the first free throw. That foul was on Leah Lukert as well, and that's her third. Leah picked up her second early in the second quarter. Didn't play much from then on out. Honeyman's second free throw, no. Rebound tapped around and collected by Alexia Hayden. Hayden with the basketball for Sabetha, moving right to left now here in the second half. Crosses the timeline, gets a screen at the top of the key from Maya Grimes. Goes left lane liner, shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Nemaha Central's Hallie Holthouse. Up the floor, it's Cammie Dowlinghouse. Euro step, bank shot is good. Dowlinghouse now in the game, but she's got 10 to pace all scorers.
Yeah, it's Nemaha Central. They just like to get out and run. They're very comfortable in the open court. Beautiful move that time by Cammie Dowlinghouse.
Hayden in the front court for the Jays. It's 28-9, the largest lead of the game now at 19. Into the front court, Cameron Durier with the right-handed dribble between the rings. Gets a screen set by Audrey Herman. Now gives it off to Herman. Swings it left wing now to Hayden. Back to Herman, into the right corner it goes to Cameron Durier. Pick and roll action here, this pass deflected, but Lukert, Johnny on the spot, still on the ground now though, and a turnover on Sabetha.
Sabetha had a couple good opportunities there, almost too unselfish. They kept trying to find the next person open. Sometimes you just like to see them
take it up strong, draw some contact, shoot free throws. Sabetha staying in his zone. Here is the Thunder with their offensive possession. Deflection and a turnover. A deflection created by Audrey Herman and the turnover ripped away by Leah Lukert. In the front court, here's Hayden. Alexia, her layup missed. Contact, no whistle, and coming away with it to the Thunder. Quickly up the floor, it's Hallie Holthouse into the right wing. Back to Dowlinghouse, top of the key. Reagan Garrity kicks in the corner. Callie Honeyman, left wing, three on the way, is short. Rebound ripped down by Herman for Sabetha. Cameron Duryea speeds things up across the timeline, and a trap comes, and Dowlinghouse just rips it away. Another turnover on Sabetha, and then a Fowler stepping on the sideline. I think you're going to get Dowlinghouse stepping out of bounds.
Yeah, she dribbled down the far sideline, and a little defensive pressure. She just kept trying to force her way down the sideline, dribbled the ball out of bounds.
Give credit to Alexia Hayden of Sabetha. They're applying that pressure, forcing the turnover on Nemaha Central. The Thunder Bonds, I've got them just with seven turnovers in this game.
They've got eight total.
Thank you. So eight in the game. Get yourself somebody like Boz who takes great stats.
That's right.
Leah Luker, her running layup is missed, and then she picks up her fourth foul after the rebound collected by Honeyman.
Well, that was a really nice drive. Leah Luker able to get to the rim. Strong left-hand drive, just too strong on the layup, and then just a little frustration foul that she wasn't able to make that shot.
Maybe I have too many checks on my sheet here because they still have that just as her third. So it's good news for Sabetha. Here's Honeyman on baseline drive. Nice way to get around the defender of Cameron Duryea and gets the layup. Near steal by the Thunder, and they do. They get a steal here. Dowlinghouse in the front court over to Honeyman. Her shot, it's good, and the foul. Cammy Dowlinghouse with the steal and the run out by the Thunder. Callie Honeyman having herself a game.
Yeah, she's having a really nice game. You can tell offensively she's been very, very aggressive against the zone. Sometimes your posts can get stagnant when they're facing a zone defense. She's been very, very active and very aggressive getting to the rim.
Makes the free throw, does Honeyman. She's got 11 in the game now and double figures for the Thunder. She's in double figures with teammate Cammy Dowlinghouse. 33-9, 4:57 to go in the third quarter. Ball triggered in for the Jays. Deflection, another turnover on Sabetha. Here's Honeyman. Aggressive attack, and the bank shot falls. Callie Honeyman is eating on the offensive side right now. Now a double dribble. Check that. They just let it play on. Into the front court it goes. Cameron Duryea dishes it off down low. Ripping it away is Maya Grimes for the Sabetha Jays. And knocked out of bounds. Off of Nemaha, it'll stay Sabetha basketball. 4:33 to go in the third. 35-9. Nemaha with the lead. Jays trigger it into Maya Grimes, and it's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Sabetha basketball. Just every pass right now is contested for the Sabetha offense.
Well, Nemaha has been playing passing lanes. They've been pressure man way, way away from the basket, way beyond the three-point line, and just starting to wear down Sabetha.
Cameron Duryea with the right-handed dribble to the right wing. Top of the key now to Nia Strom, who just checked in for the Jays. She gets it off to Herman. Or check that Grimes. Her shot missed. Rebound free on the deck. Hayden's got it. Alexia passes it off to Cameron Duryea. Her layup missed. Rebound to Cammy Dowlinghouse for the Thunder. Nemaha looking to push across the timeline. Dowlinghouse, nobody stops the ball. Throws up a shot. They're going to call a foul on the floor.
Yeah, you can kind of see the frustration just mounting a little bit. We've still got 4 minutes left in this third quarter, so Sabetha really needs just to regroup and try to control this pace. Don't get in too much of a hurry, because that's what Nemaha wants you to do.
Second foul on Nia Strom for the Jays. Dowlinghouse will trigger it in. There's Reagan Garrity right in the middle of the lane. Her shot is good. Garrity now in the ball game's got five. And jumping back into that full court pressure are the Thunder. Strom triggers it in to Duryea. Back to Strom in the backcourt. Into the middle now it goes to Carson Meyer, who breaks the timeline. Needs some help. Step through, but a travel.
Oh, that was out of the entire game against the full court press. That was the best job Sabetha did of breaking that zone trap. They got the ball to the middle of the floor. They attacked it down the middle so the trap couldn't come to them. They broke it, got across half court, and Carson Meyer just got a little sped up and took an extra step, and that's what I was mentioning. You may not get a turnover in the press in the backcourt, but you speed them up enough, you get the turnover after the ball crosses the timeline. Garrity, Dallinghouse, and Honeyman all go out. Jade Mackey comes in for Nemaha, as well as Anna Hermish and Emma Hermish for the Thunder. Emma in the right corner right now for Nemaha Central. Gets it to Anna, who drives right lane line. Nice dig that time by Carson Meyer for Sabetha to force the turnover. Meyer into the front court now for the Jays. Gets a screen, from Strom. Now Hayden, she'll fire left wing three. That's off the mark. Rebound fought for, ripped away by Nemaha Central's Zoe Sundbeck. Gets it off to Hallie Holthouse, who will bring it across the timeline with 3:10 to go in the third, 37-9. Nemaha leading Sabetha. Top of the key, Hallie Holthouse, left wing now to Mackey. Nice high post flash here by Sudbeck. Her shot is good. Sudbeck with her second basket, and it's 39-30. The largest lead of the game for the Thunder is 30.
Yeah, the middle of the zone again for Sabetha. Just they're not able to collapse on the backside. So the post players for Nemaha, they've had a heyday in the paint tonight.
Here's Strom, left lane line, aggressive drive. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled and will go to the stripe to shoot a pair.
And nice drive, really strong drive. And, you know, sometimes you get a little frustrated and you say, hey, I'm just going to get to the rim.
Get after it.
That's what she did. She's going to get a chance to make some free throws here.
2:39 to go in the third. Strom in the line to shoot two. Southpaw's first toss is too strong. Katie Bartkowski coming into the game for the Thunder. She replaces Hallie Holthouse. Coach Hilchin going a little bit deeper on his bench here. Second toss from Strom. That one's short. Rebound fought for. Mackey's got it, but a jump ball will be held. Possession stays with Sabetha.
Well, you can't fault Sabetha either at all. I mean, they're having a rough night offensively, but tons of hustle and effort diving on the floor after loose balls.
Kiera Keim will trigger it in for the Jays underneath their own basket. Gets it into Detweiler. Back to Keim on the right wing. She'll fire a three on the way. It's good.
Got it. Nice shot.
Kiera Keim, the first points in the third frame for the Jays is a three from the sophomore. Thunder now in the front court. It's Mackey to run the point. 2:20 to go. Has her dribble between the rings. Gets it off to Markowski. And in the short corner now on the right wing, it comes to Emma Hermers. Drives in the lane. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Now Mackey over to Katie Barkowski. Now in the middle of the lane, it's Anna Hermish. Nearly tied up, but they swing it around now. Far corner it goes, Emma Hermish. Top of the key now, Barkowski, her three. It's good. The 5'8 senior off the bench matches the three from Keim. We're back to a 30-point lead for the Thunder. It's 42-12, 1:45 to go in this third. Hayden with the dribble on the right wing. Hands it off to Keim. Thought about a three, now takes one dribble. Back to Hayden in the corner. Tries to drive baseline, but Mackey cuts her off. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Thunder, or check that, Jay basketball. Scoring updates from around the area, presented by Holthouse Auto House. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Girls halftime score in Holton. Holton leading Jeff West 22-15. Donathan West leading Onega 13-2 at the end of the first quarter. At halftime in the NEKL, Jackson Heights and Pleasant Ridge. P. Ridge up 37-19. Again, Holthouse Auto House proud to sponsor your area scoring updates. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Thunder with the basketball, moving left to right. 1:15 to go in the third. 42-12 your lead for Nemaha Central. Anna Hermish out to Mackey. She skips it all the way. A little bit too high there for Emma Hermish. Cross-court pass there, Boz, and almost hit Boog over there.
She tried to put a little extra sauce on that one to get it across the court, and it sailed about 8 feet over her teammate's head out of bounds.
That ball went over the head of Scott Berger over on that far corner, and he's not a small guy by any stretch.
No, he had to stop eating his popcorn for a second there to catch that one.
Samantha with the basketball, and Keim turns it over. Markowski gets the steal. Into the front court. Here come the Thunder. A shot up by Zoe Sudbeck. No. Rebound, though, ripped down by Emma Hermish. Has it on the baseline, and a foul will be called here on Sabetha. 21st turnover in the game for the Lady Jays. believe that's on Nia Strom. That is, it'll be her third. 15 fouls, so that means we got a pair of free throws coming here for Emma Hermisch, who's 1-for-2 from the line tonight. First one is short. Ball bounces all the way to the Thunder bench. Nia Strom just picked up that foul, and she looks at the official and says, I went and got it. Yeah, a little hustle here. Second one from Hermisch is good. So she's got 7 in the game. 30 seconds all that remains here in quarter number 3. It's a 31-point lead here for the Thunder, 43-12 here in this girls' contest. Into the corner it comes. Kine for the Jays, top of the key. Hayden, her straightaway 3, banked in. Nice little set play from Sabetha. Ran a little elevator screen. Got the open look for Alexia Hayden at the top of the key. She knocks it down. She's got 2 threes on the night. Now Mackey quickly up the floor for the Thunder. Reverse layup, no. Rebound by Hermisch. And a foul will be called as I think Hermisch lost the handle on it and then picked up a foul. And it will be on Anna Hermisch, her third. 7 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, 43-15. Nemaha, Kime with the basketball. Got to hurry here. Gets across the timeline. To Detweiler, now a 3 on the way by Kine at the buzzer is good. Back-to-back threes to close out the quarter. Kiara Kine with 2 threes, and we head to the fourth frame. Sabetha trailing Nemaha by 25, but they're hitting some threes now here late in the third frame. We go to the fourth, 43-18. Nemaha leading the Jays here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Fourth quarter action now underway here on 103.9 KNZA. Jake and Boz here in Sabetha for Nemaha Central Sabetha. Logan and Mike on the Sabetha channel. And Chance Link back in the Kansaland studios. It's 43-18 as we begin quarter number 4. Callie Honeyman's shot missed. Gets her on rebound, though. The Thunder retain possession. Here to begin the fourth frame. Nemaha Central still moving left to right across your dial here. Sudbeck, pick and pop in the middle of the lane. Zoe Sudbeck now with 6, and all 6 of her points have come from 3 feet away from the basket.
Yeah, just right in the paint. Sabetha's in that 1-2-2. Their wings are extended pretty wide, which opens up the middle of the court.
Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Sabetha. 45-18, and all 9 points in that third frame for Sabetha were threes by Alexia Hayden and 2 from Kiara Kine. See if they try to keep that rolling here into this fourth frame. Ball triggered in to Lukert. Into the corner it goes to Carson Meyer. Also on the floor is Audrey Herman for Sabetha with Krista Middle. Here's Middle on the right wing. Takes one dribble. Now skips it near side to Leah Lukert. Lukert looks to drive baseline, gets it down to Middle. She's double-teamed. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay Sabetha basketball. For the Thunder, it's the same starting 5 as Honeyman, Sudbeck, Holthouse, Dollinghouse, and Garrity. Lukert to trigger it in for the Blue Jays. Leah, ball deflected off the foot of Honeyman. Staying with Sabetha.
Yep, he'll stay there. Sabetha just trying to find a way to get a shot. Nemaha Central, their defense is just so sticky. They don't give you any space to get shots off.
Lukert triggers it in, finds Herman at the top of the key. Back to Lukert, the ball on the deck, still on the deck, and picked up here by Maya Grimes. Now the right wing, Leah Lukert gets a screen, drives in the lane,
The floater shot, no. Rebound ripped down by Callie Honeyman for the Thunder. And they hit the deck. That's got to be a travel or a jump ball. It'll be a travel here by Callie Honeyman.
She kind of got up looking at the official like, what?
What am I going to do?
Both girls just got tangled up. Good hustle. We go to the ground. There's nothing you can call. Just turn over. Smith is going to keep possession.
So the fourth try, triggering it in underneath their own basket here for the Jays. They get it in. Here's a baseline drive by Meyer. Her shot deflected out of bounds. No. It's a shot out of bounds off Sabetha. It'll be Thunder basketball. 1:30 gone by here in this fourth frame.
Coach Kruber looking at the official like, that ball was touched.
And out of bounds should be ours. 45-18, Thunder with the basketball and the lead. Dallinghouse skips it left wing. That's Holthouse, excuse me. Now Garrity. Kicks it out to Dallinghouse. Cammy made one three tonight. Head fakes this time. Now back to Holthouse into the corner. Honeyman, baseline, Garrity. Good ball movement here by the Thunder. Left wing, head faking on a three was Honeyman. Inside out to Holthouse. Skipped into the corner. Here's Honeyman. Baseline drive. Her shot. Yes, and the foul.
I don't know if that was intentional.
I don't know either.
She took the ball up, good strong move to the baseline, got fouled, almost like she lost it as she was shooting. The ball went probably 18 feet up in the air and then came right through the net.
Better to be lucky than good sometimes.
That's exactly right.
An aggressive take there by Honeyman. Makes the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is on Audrey Herman, her first. So 48-18, a 30-point lead here for the Thunder. Under 6 minutes to go in this ballgame. Left wing for the Sabetha Blue Jays is Krista Middle, who tries to find it to Maya Grimes. It overshoots her teammate there. Turnover on Sabetha.
22 turnovers on the night. Just been a tough go for them. That pressure from Nemaha Central is just really taking its toll.
5:40 to go in the game. Thunder with the basketball in the front court. High post action to Garrity. Double team comes. Nice defense there by Maya Grimes to knock it away. And then Sudbeck picks up a quick foul on Carson Meyer in the backcourt. Zoe Sudbeck her first. That's what's impressive, I think, a little bit too, Boz, is that really nobody in Nemaha is in foul trouble. They've had pressure, pressure, pressure the entirety of this game.
Yeah, oftentimes you see a team that's playing that intense defense. They get... They're a little more handsy, a little more body. That's what they want. And really have done a nice job just playing that pressure defense, but also maintaining space and not reaching, not picking up those cheap fouls.
48-18, 5 minutes to go here in this one. Nemaha Central now switches to a zone, a kind of extended zone defense here.
Yep.
They're running man most of the night. Kind of working on some defenses here.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity. Got a comfortable lead, try some different things.
Three on the way, missed by Cameron Duryea. Rebound ripped down by Holthouse. Nice defense there. Getting a hand on that one was Chloe Detweiler for Sabetha, forcing a turnover on Nemaha Central. So clock moving, and it will continue to move the rest of this game. To the right wing it goes. That's Kine. Got to watch out for Kiera Kine from Sabetha, Boz. She can hit it from just about anywhere.
Yeah.
No this time, though, she dribbles it out of bounds. Turnover on Sabetha, number 23. And a full line change here for the Thunder as both Anna and Emma Hermisch come into the game. Carrie Rottinghouse checks in for the first time for the Thunder. Katie Bartowski comes in again. So does Jade Mackey for the Thunder. The starters' minutes are done for the night for the Thunder as Bartowski hits the deck, comes back to her feet. Thunder with the basketball. Nice find underneath the basket. It's Hermisch. Emma, her shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Anna Hermisch, and they keep possession due to Thunder.
It's about to went into a man. I mean, they're trailing this ballgame. They're going to try to make something happen, so they're going man. But Nemaha, they're so patient. They worked their offense and got a really nice curl cut to the basket.
Mackey into the left corner it goes. Emma Hermisch now. Anna Hermisch on the baseline. Top of the key. Three on the way by Carrie Rottinghouse is good. Carly Rottinghouse off the bench. A trifecta for the junior, and it's 51-18, Thunder. Nice aggressive drive here by Alexia Hayden, who banks it home. She's got 8 in the game.
Yeah, Alexia, she's been able to get to the rim a couple times tonight. Real strong, aggressive drive to the basket.
Foul here on Sabetha. Mackey was dribbling in the front court. We've got another substitution coming here. Natalie Hamas checks in for the first time for the Thunder, and a full line change for Coach Gruber and the Blue Jays. As Krista Middle comes in, Krista Middle and Carson Meyer come into the game for Sabatha. Morgan Toedman comes in as well for the Lady Jays. Also on the floor, Audrey Tramp and Jillian Stapleton for Sabatha.
Boy, really interesting look for Nemaha Central. Really a five-out offense. They all spread the court. They're looking for curl cut to the basket, looking for open areas in the lane.
Nice defense here by Carson Meyer, knocking it out of bounds and out of the hands of Natalie Hamas. Oh, and they're going to actually call a foul, on Carson Meyer. So clock continuing to move here. Under 2 minutes to go in this one. 51-20 Thunder with the lead. In the right corner goes. Nice entry pass down low to Anna Hermish. Knocked out of bounds off of the Thunder. Great defense there by Morgan Toedman, the 5'8" junior for the Jays.
Yeah, she did a nice job post-defending, just held her ground, arms straight up, and offensive player for Nemaha just kind of dribbled it off her foot, lost the handle out of bounds.
Meyer with the basketball across the timeline now. 90 seconds, all that remains here in this Nemaha County rivalry. The Thunder will sweep the Jays this year after defeating them earlier in December, 37-29 in Seneca. Shot on the left baseline by Jillian Stapleton. No good. Rebound ripped down by Jade Mackey for the Thunder. Up the floor comes Nemaha Central with a minute to go in this one. Right wing three on the way by Natalie Hamas. That's short. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll stay Thunder basketball. And back into the game. Check that. Into the game for the first time for Nemaha Central will be Jordan Haberkamp, 5'6" sophomore, replacing Anna Hermish. Into the corner, it's Rodinghouse. Top of the key now to Hamas, and Thunder just trying to play keep away right now. Ball deflected out of bounds off of Mackey. Great defense there by Sabatha's Krista Menold.
Actually, I think that was, you're right. Menold just basically pushed the offensive player all the way out, was able to frustrate her, not got a hand on the ball. Get a little turnover.
And it's, speaking of turnovers, a turnover here by Sabatha, taken away by the Thunder with 10 seconds to go. Don't anticipate a shot going up here as this one is in the books now. 51, check that, a three on the way at the buzzer by Rodinghouse is no good. Your final score, Nemaha Central 51, Sabatha 20. We're back with the Beyond Doors Real Estate postgame show after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The top priority at Sabatha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. That's why the hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons. Doctors Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez provide 24/7 surgical coverage and are committed to developing and growing rural general surgery programs. Most surgical procedures can be performed on-site at Sabatha Community Hospital. Find out more about the services provided at Sabatha Community Hospital at sabethahospital.com.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you.
At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
And welcome into the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show here presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate with Chris Seymour and Ryan Limcool, agents. Whether you're looking for rural, residential, maybe you're looking for some land, some commercial buys, trust the best in the biz. That's Be Outdoors, number one hunting and local real estate experts. Tonight, your final score on the girls' side, Nemaha Central completes the sweep of the season with a 51-20 victory over Sabetha. They led by just one at the end of the first frame, but an 18-2 second quarter, sending that lead up to 26-9. A 17-9 third frame made the lead 25, and then an 8-2 fourth quarter, your final score, 51-20. Scoring tonight, starting with Sabetha leading the way, was Alexia Hayden. 8 points on the night for her. 6 for Kiara Keim off the bench. 2 3-pointers for her in the third quarter. And then it drops down to 2 points each for Chloe Detweiler, Maya Grimes, and Leah Lukert for the Jays. For Nemaha Central, leading the way was Callie Honeyman with 15 points on the night. 10 for Cammy Ballinghouse, including a buzzer-beater 3 right before halftime. Pretty balanced. 6 for Zoe Sudbeck, 5 for Emma Hermish. 7 for Emma Hermish for Nemaha Central, 5 for Reagan Garrity, 3 each for Carly Rottinghouse and Katie Falkowski. A couple threes late in that one for the Thunder. Again, your final 51-20. Boz, I know you have great statistics. What else you got?
Well, this was just kind of a tough game for Sabetha. They had a hard time getting things rolling offensively. For the game, Sabetha inside the arc, inside the three-point line, they were 5 of 22. Kind of a tough night for them. They just had a hard time getting past the pressure from Nemaha. So that made it awfully difficult for them to get going. They were 32% from the field for the game, but Nemaha Central, they were 46% for the game, 20 of 43. They were very efficient. Other key statistics, they really kind of owned the glass, Nemaha Central did. They out-rebounded Sabetha 26-9. And part of that, though, is Sabetha, when they weren't making shots, it allowed for a lot more defensive rebound opportunities for Nemaha Central, and they took care of the glass, didn't give Sabetha any extra opportunities. And then, you know, we talked about the turnovers, something that Sabetha's just had a hard time with. And Nemaha pressed for 90% of that game.
Yeah.
You know, you look at it, Sabetha had 24 turnovers. Obviously, if you're a coach, you're going to look at that and say, hey, we got to cut that down. But they had 14 in the first half. They had 10 in the second half. Did a little better job in the second half, Sabetha did, of taking care of some of that pressure. So just Nemaha Central is a very aggressive team. They like to control tempo, speed teams up, and they just did that tonight.
No doubt. Again, your final score, 51-20. The Lady Jays fall to the Lady Thunder as Nemaha Central proves to 13-2 on the year and 9-0 in league play. Boz, that is setting up to be a potential massive game this Saturday against Riverside.
Yeah,
as they're both locked in at the top of the league, but they got to take on Perry LeCompton first on Friday this week to take on Riverside on Saturday. The Lady Thunder. Sabetha falls to 3-12, 2-7 in league play here with the loss tonight. Final thing for tonight, our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha player to bank on tonight. Boz, I think we got to go with Callie Honeyman here tonight, as Callie had 15 points to lead all scorers on the night, as she was just so aggressive on the glass tonight for Nemaha Central.
Yeah, she did a really nice job offensively finding the holes in the zone and being active. Sometimes folks see the holes, but they don't move to them aggressively. She was able to find those gaps, get the passes, and take it to the rim strong.
We had a little game of knockout going on out there. It looked like, I think it was four Sabetha students and four Nemaha Central students. Getting having a little bit of fun out there. You think you could have beat them?
Come on. I would have liked to try. I would have raised my hand like, come on, I want to play.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. All right, they're going to sweep off the floor. We got to sweep off a few minutes before the next contest. Again, the girls' final, 51-20, Nemaha defeats Sabetha. And the guys' contest, it's 8-0 Sabetha, 12-2 overall, 8-0 in league play, against Nemaha Central, 10-4 overall, and 6-2 in league play. Big-time boys matchup here coming up in about 10 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Chance, I'll send it back to you for a check of our local news. And we've got big boys action coming up here in 10 minutes here on FM 103.9 KNTA.